Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
All right, today I want to continue what we have been discussing about the divine plan for your destiny. Again, we have said that God has a plan for your life, and no matter where you are in right now, that has not changed the plan that God has for you. God proposed that something great will come out of your life. All his plans are good, and none of them is evil. Everybody, no matter the situation they are in right now, even if the person says, I am an orphan, I have no education, that has not changed the plan that God has for your life. He has planned that you will become something great. A blessing has been placed inside you for your generation. There is a problem that people are going through on this earth that only you will solve. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is, when God wants to bless a generation, when God wants to bless people, he doesn't just send them solutions out of the blues. But he said in Isaiah chapter 19, he said, behold, I will send them a savior and a champion. And that person that I have sent is the one that will deliver them. You understand my point? Like he said in Psalm 105, he said, he sent a man ahead of them. That is Joseph, who was sold as a slave. Meaning that when God planned deliverance for Israel, when God planned deliverance for Egypt, the way by which the deliverance was manifested was that he sent somebody, Joseph, into their situation. What am I saying? That you listening to me, there is somebody's situation that God has sent you into, that you have not been sent to this earth to come and take your own portion of the earth. No, but that you will contribute something to this earth. Men that are remembered on this earth are remembered because of the contribution that they made to the earth. Now, there's a practice on this earth which really impresses me, which I should just quickly explain. When we give awards, take an example, the Nobel Prizes that's given every year, they are given for the contribution that people made in different areas. If you hear that a man got a Nobel Prize for medicine, what it means is that before this man, there was a problem. After him, a solution had come. If they tell you somebody got a Nobel Prize for peace, it means before this person, there was a problem. And after he or she had come, a solution had come in that area. I am explaining that God has designed every one of us to be a Nobel Prize winner in our individual lives. That is, there is something that you are supposed to become. There is something that you are supposed to do. If you don't do that, you will have frustrated the plan of God for your life. We said that one of the major reasons why people don't fulfill God's plan for their lives is because they seek after many other devices rather than putting faith in God for God to lead them into their destiny. If I might say this again, it is God that leads people into their destiny. He said, he will lead me in the path of righteousness for his own name's sake. It is not you that will force yourself to walk into destiny. It is not you that will plot your path for success. The truth is that most people that succeed, in the place of their success, when they look back, they did not realize they would get there. Most plans don't succeed. Even though the man succeeded, his plan did not succeed. Do you get the point I am making? He may have succeeded, but his own plan did not succeed. Maurice Cerullo is a very good example. The man planned in life to be a doctor, but God called him to become a world-renowned evangelist. The man succeeded, but his own plan did not succeed. Your plans, there are no guarantees on them. But there is a guarantee on one thing, that if you walk with Jesus, he will make you into something. And this is what we have been explaining in all these teachings that we've been having. So last time we began to say, we read from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, that we should be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. And we established last time that faith means that I recognize that my enemies are too weak if my God is strong on my behalf. And that what makes my God strong on my behalf is how my heart is united with God in my character. Is how my heart is united with God in my relationships with people. When I do my business, do I do with the fear of God? That is, if I'm the only one in the market using just weights and scales to sell my product, and everybody else gangs up against me that they will make me fail in that place, God said he will rise up as your defender and he will fight for your sake. Do you get the point I'm making? Which means your enemies are too weak. They cannot be given as the reason why you did not succeed. Listen, there's nobody in life that never had challenges.
The people who overcame, who succeeded, that you look at today, they also had challenges. Their challenges were greater than those of the other people that did not succeed. Because the heights you will attain to in life decides the kind of challenges you will have to tackle. So if you see a man get to a great height, he also had to face great challenges. Meaning, therefore, challenges are never an excuse for failure. Do you get my point? They are only the excuses, the stories told by failures about why they did not succeed. They don't blame themselves that I did not go to God to ask for success. I did not do the right things in life. No, they don't. But they blame the problems. They blame the economy. That my friend is doing well because in America. I am failing because I'm in Nigeria. Believe me, it is a lie. The richest Nigerians live in Nigeria. The richest Nigerians don't live in Switzerland. They don't live in America. They don't live in UK. They live in Nigeria. God is bigger than the economy. God is bigger than every problem on this earth. Anybody whose heart is perfect towards God. Like we said last time, the Bible says that the eye of the Lord run to and fro the whole earth. So that he might show himself strong, powerful, as is a strong defender against the enemies. On behalf of anyone whose heart is perfect towards him. So we said that is faith, to recognize that. When we're reading them, we said not only faith that works, but faith coupled with patience. And what I want to lay my emphasis on today is that issue of patience. Now, patience wouldn't be important if there's no reason to be patient. The fact of life is that many things that you want at a certain time will be delayed beyond that time. That is, maybe as a young woman, you have desire to marry at the age of 24. It is possible that you not marry till you are 28. Patience is important in life because many things that you desire are delayed beyond the time you thought they should come. Now, this is one thing that you have to understand again, that the plan of God is not limited by your timing. God is not your servant. He is your God. Sometimes you hear people say that, I have told God, though, this year, I said, did you bother to ask him that, God, is this year appropriate? God is not your servant. People say, no, I am ripe for my breakthrough. The idea is, who told you? You made up your mind, or God said. Concerning Joseph, it was spoken that until the time that his word came to pass, that is God's word upon his life, he said the word of the Lord tried him. When the time came for Joseph to step into destiny, it was the king that sent for him and loosed him. He did not decide. He didn't go to the head of the prison and say, I think I have served enough sentence here. I'm about to become prime minister. No. Destiny came upon him one day. And let me tell you something, if you are working with God, the day that you will enter into the manifestation of your destiny, we start as a normal day. Don't think it will be the day that you wake up early to pray for 2 hours. No. You wake up normally and intend to go about a normal business. Then God will intercept you and lead you in the path of destiny for that day. What am I saying? Faith inherits promises, but coupled with patience. What does patience mean? Patience means that even though the thing is delayed beyond the point I thought it should come, yet I will wait for God's appointed time. And that is one major problem you have with people on the earth today. They are not interested in waiting for God. They are engaged in an unholy competition with themselves. After a maker has built a house, is he not your mate? Listen, we said earlier, Psalm 139, God said, each person has a book in my presence that I have written the days of his life in there. If at the age of 35, God said, a maker should build a house, but for me, I will wait till the age of 45. I am not competing with a maker. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. On the day of judgment, God looks at each person's book and compares his life with what was written in the book before he was born. If I ask you, who's the greatest apostle that ever lived after Jesus Christ? You're likely to tell me Paul. Then I ask you a simple question. Did Paul ever build a house? No, he never did. But he succeeded absolutely well. If I ask you how many houses Isaac Newton built, you probably will never know. You will never find out. Me too, I don't know. I don't remember Isaac Newton because of the number of houses he had. How do I remember Isaac Newton? The Newton's laws of motion. What am I saying? A good name is better than houses. Do you follow my point? One major reason why people walk out of faith with God is because of competition. That is, they don't understand that the fact that my friend has bought a Lincoln Navigator does not mean I must go and steal. Most young men who are involved in crime, it is because they're trying to show their societies that they have done well. I remember somebody giving me advice once when I was going to get married. He said, I should try and buy a car because I didn't have a car then. And I got married, I didn't have one. He said, it won't be good for me to go to the house of my in-laws though, and they won't be able to say, that is his car. I felt like telling him that, I'm happy I'm not marrying your daughter. If this is what matters to you, I am happy I'm not marrying your daughter. Listen, I'm not competing with anybody. If God chooses to give me 20 cars, I will drive them. If he chooses to give me none, I'm happy. Patience means that I recognize that my time will come. This is the way life is. I am not competing with anybody. Somebody else has married and he has two children now does not mean I should go and marry somebody who I do not consider worthy of being my husband, if I'm a woman. I won't just settle for anything. Do you know why? I have faith. I hope you are getting the point I'm trying to make. Now, one of the problems with people is that they want to make it quick. They are in a hurry. They want to get there rapidly. They want to, you know, everybody is making it. My name is not everybody. If you ever met a second bankie, come and tell me. You will never find one. It is a fact. No matter how much he tries to be like me, he can never be me. So why should I be competing with anybody else? The car he drives does not concern me. The number of houses he has does not concern me. The issue is this. Am I walking in the divine destiny for my life? Let me tell you something, the way God works. Anything that God wants to give you in life, he gives you as a seed. That is, if God wants you to become an airline owner tomorrow, he might give you an Okada today to start a transport business. Meanwhile, where he's going is what? Airlines. Do you know why most businesses don't succeed? People are in a hurry. A man starts a school today. He wants it to become as big as a university tomorrow. It doesn't work like that. Men who have become great, they have a long history to tell you. Most of the people that you call overnight successes, their success is dated back by decades. But when they were building slowly, when they were sowing their seeds, nobody was seeing them. You only heard of them when they had become very great. So you think yesterday that you didn't know about them, and today that you now know about them, that was the time they made it overnight. No, not at all. But that they have been working on one thing patiently. One thing you have these days that is a problem with young men. They can't stay on a career for any length of time. They start on one, money starts flowing in another direction. They all jump to it. Do you get the point I want to make? This guy is supposed to be an engineer. God gave him the brain of an engineer. The day he starts engineering, they pay him only 25,000 naira a month. Then one bank says, come and become a cashier. I will pay you 10 times that amount. He jumps away. Listen, you can never become a great engineer by being a bank teller. It does not work like that. Are you getting my point? That is, the person who is a teller will become a great banker. The person who is an engineer will become a great engineer. I like one thing they said Picasso said once. Pablo Picasso. He said that my mother said to me, if you become a soldier, you will become a general. If you become a priest, you may become the pope. He said, I chose to be a painter and I became Picasso. That is, my name is now an institution. Listen, he did not become Picasso overnight. He painted for decades before his name became an institution. Men are not patient. They want the results now. Listen, the things that spring up quickly, go and read the parables of Jesus Christ, they also die quickly. If you ever heard of the chemical called tree killer, you know how tree killer works? If you want to kill a tree, you peel the back, you put tree killer on it, and the tree dies after a few days. Let me tell you the principle. Tree killer as a chemical stimulates the growth of the tree. The tree grows so fast, it outgrows its ability to absorb nutrients. Then it dies in a few days. Many people are on the path to self-destruction. They are in a hurry. Listen, success is not so difficult if men will wait for it. They have a saying in my place. It says, if a young boy does not die, he has to become an adult. Let me say that again. That is the natural progress of life. It's a child that doesn't die becomes an adult. In the same manner, if you walk with faith on anything that God has placed in your hand, the natural order is that you must succeed. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? But what kills people is that they drink tree killer, trying to move up rapidly. I remember the days of finance companies in Lagos. They were everywhere. People with BSc in a pure science, they become finance marketers. Then one thing happened. All the finance houses collapsed and they never found jobs again. Why? They are not trained for banking. They don't know anything about banking. They were just there bringing money and collecting commission. And when that phase ended, they ended. But the one who is planted in God's destiny for his life is like a tree planted by the waters. No matter the season, he brings forth his own fruit. If it is dry outside, once his own season comes, he brings forth fruit. If it is wet outside, once his own season comes, he brings forth fruit. That is the principle of patience. If God has given me the brain of a scientist, pay my colleague, the banker, 10 times my income, I will never become a banker, because being a banker is not a shortcut to becoming a great scientist. And don't forget, if a child does not die, he must become an adult. Listen to that. If you stay in God's calling for your life, you must become great. You must become successful. Don't let anybody make it appear like you are a failure. Ask yourself, am I where God wants me to be? This is how you know whether you are really where God wants you to be. Am I increasing in my ability to make an impact in a particular area in my generation? There was a time for months. Come on, I trained as a medical doctor. I finished NYSC, I didn't have a job. People say, go here, go there. You know, something settled in my heart. At that time, God sent me into the school of ministry. Morning, afternoon, and night, I was studying the word of God. Most of the things I used to teach people today, I learned during that season. Listen, in retrospect, you cannot offer me enough money to take that season away from my life. Yet, I did not have money. Are you getting my point? If I become successful in what I am doing, teaching people the right way to live in life, and affecting their lives for God, it does not matter what my mate made as money, but I will have fruit that will abide, that even though the earth passes away, God will have a cause to bless me forever. I hope you are getting my point. Listen, that is the way life is. If God blesses you, you are blessed. You are not in competition with anybody. God does not judge how much you have succeeded by how much money you have right now. He said a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. And Jesus always knows what he's saying. You know what it means? It means that the influence the man will have in life will not be dictated by the amount of money he has. It means that the joy he will have in life will not be dictated by the amount of money he has. That is, what do you need money for? To have food, to have health, to have clothing. He said, money cannot guarantee that to you. But God gives it to people as a reward for faithfulness. If you walk with God and you do his plan for your life, listen, you will never beg. You will never be average. Your life will be a success. Your great grandchildren will be proud to call themselves by your name. Are you getting my point? Men who have become really great in life, it took them time. They were going out for something specific, not running after money. If you don't forsake the love of money, you will die young. That is a warning from the Spirit of God.
Having explained this matter of patience, I want to conclude by explaining what the Bible calls due season.
For everybody, there is a season in which God says your time is now. And that's what the Bible calls due season. Due season, it does not come because you have set a timetable for God. Get that point very clearly. Due season does not come according to your desire. You can never tell God when to reward you. It is God that determines when you are ready. You cannot tell God, by this time I must have done this. Now, you can express your desires to God. But one thing I want to explain to you is this. Life is lived as a reward. We explained this many previous editions, that many of the things that we are looking for actually are things that God gives as reward for our labor. Do you get the point I'm making? That's why we read from Galatians chapter 6 that Paul said, do not lose heart in doing what is right. That there is a due time, a due season that will come. At that point, you will reap your harvest. However, that will only come if you don't get tired of doing the right thing. Because let me tell you the fact of life. God has not given you the ability to choose your reward.
Are you getting my point? He's the one that chooses it. You can express your desire to God, but what he has given you the ability to do, choose, is whether to do the right thing or to do the wrong thing. And if you are constantly doing what is right, God will give you your reward in his own season. What I mean by his season is that he's the one that will look and say, you are now ripe for this blessing. Let me just explain this again quickly. That the blessings of God are weighty, they are heavy. Bill Gates, currently ranked the richest man in the world, made a statement once. He said, you need as much intelligence to give out money as you need to make it. That is, giving out money is not as simple as people think. That it takes a lot of mental exercise to be able to effectively use money, even in charity. What am I saying? The blessings of God are actually responsibilities. And before God pours forth his blessing upon you, he must have seen that you have been developed to a level where you can carry it. And that is what is called your due season. Do you understand my point? Listen, the Bible said that when the clouds are full, they pour forth rain. Don't expect a pouring forth of your rain according to your desire. Your rain will pour forth according to how much seed you have sown into your clouds. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. Now, when I'm talking about seed now, I don't just mean giving charitably, giving offering in church and giving towards the work of God. I mean, if you are a businessman, how have you effectively done your business? Now, listen, what will cause your business to succeed or to fail is not the amount of effort you put in today. It is God that is watching you. Listen, you may have done a business that you closed up some time ago. But while doing that business, you have stored up a lot of seed with God that God will use to pour forth abundance upon you in the time of another business. Now listen, what will cause your work to succeed is not the effort you are putting in. It is how God rewards the work that you are doing. That is why, listen, if you are a businessman, one thing you must never do is cheat people. Because when you cheat people, you are sowing a seed for failure in your future businesses. Let me tell you something. When people are doing wrong, it usually produces results rapidly. If it wasn't producing results, they would have stopped it. I hope you are getting my point. When people are doing wrong, it is because they are seeing the reward of the wrong that they are doing, and it is sweet. Now, but afterwards, it fills a man's mouth with gravel. That is, you see, maybe a young man is in school or something, he's doing a small business, and he starts cheating people. He will forget it. But many years later, he tries to start a legitimate business and natural disasters seem to stop only at his doorsteps. When he imports goods, that is the day the truck will have an accident. Listen, those who have succeeded in life will tell you, in fact, it was Harrison Ford that made the statement. Harrison Ford said, no one can legitimately take credit for anything. That there is grace, there is luck, there is chance. What he was explaining is this, that I became the Harrison Ford, renowned film star that people know today. I cannot tell you it was because I worked hard to become that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So God is saying that while you are doing what is right, be patient. At a point in time, I will judge that your work is good enough. At a point in time, I will judge that you are due for a blessing. Don't ever be in a hurry. Those who spring up quickly are the ones that die off quickly. One man was preaching once. He said there's a difference between petrol anointing and a coal anointing. That if you throw a match on petrol, he catches fire instantly, and the fire dies instantly. It takes time to get coal to kindle, but then it will continue burning and burning and burning and burning. That is how it is with the abundance that God gives people. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. Now, it's very important we understand this. That's what God calls due season. How does due season come? God is watching your works. God weighs all our actions. The Bible said that before whom all actions are weighed. You go into your business, nobody is seeing you. However, God is judging. Then one day, suddenly, God says, this guy is ready for his blessing. Listen, this does not come because you prayed hard. Read your Bible well. Those that God poured forth blessing upon, most of them were not even actively expecting it. Joseph, who is my best example, was in jail, not really expecting anything to happen. He woke up on a normal day and events turned around. Why? Because God said, this is the time to fulfill my promise upon his life. But what was Paul telling us? He said, we must not be tired of doing good. What does that mean? People will be cheating, using wrong skills, dispensing 10 liters instead of 12,
and they will be making money, and you doing the right thing will find it hard to compete. That is the way it is in business. You almost look like a fool because they undercut your prices because they are selling inferior products. Every time I go to the market, I tell somebody, I want to buy a spark plug. All the plugs they give you are fake. I tell them, why are you guys selling this? And the men confide in me sometimes that this is the only one that sells. If you try to sell the good one, people will not buy and you will not be able to sell. But let me just tell you, that is not true anyway. You can get yourself a nickname, Mr. Original, by selling only the good things. Very soon, even your friends who are selling the wrong ones will refer people to you that if you want the expensive but original one, go there. So they say that, look, it is because they will not make money. But you see, this is how spiritual things work. If you will do the right thing, when other people will collapse, you will continue to grow. When the economy will shake, you will continue to grow. It is not everybody that goes down with the economy going down. There are people who get richer the worse the economy gets. Why? Because there is a spirit of blessing that God has placed upon them, and there is nothing anybody can do to stop it. What have I said in effect? One, there is no need to hurry. You are competing only with yourself. Do you understand my point? You are not competing with your neighbor. You are not competing with the guy in front of you or the guy behind you. The reality of life is that each person has his own race to run in life. God will not say, this your neighbor got here before you. I will give him a crown. I won't give you. No. It's whether you got there at your own time. Your friend bought a car. He does not concern you. Your friend built a house. So what? There are other things that you are doing that he is not doing. You know, those days, maybe when you were in school, the boys who played football were the ones that were not so bright. But now, it appears like the ones who played football are the richer ones. So everybody starts looking and say, why did I not play football? I always tell people, stop being silly. You don't do things because of money. You do them because they are right. Do you understand my point? 99.999% of those that play football don't make money. Okocha and Kanu are exceptions. Let's get that clear. Education is not a means to making money. It's an end in itself. You are supposed to be educated. Playing football and being educated are not mutually exclusive. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Do things because they are right. If you want to be a doctor, be one. Don't say that doctors are supposed to be well paid. Nonsense. If you want to be an engineer for the sake of being an engineer. Not because that is how to be a millionaire faster than your neighbor. You are not competing with anybody. In whatever you are doing, if you do the right thing, God will bless you. There are farmers that are billionaires. I was reading one of these magazines that lists the richest man on earth. Of the few billionaires from Asia, one of them is a farmer. What does he do? Poultry. If you tell a Nigerian now to go and start a poultry, he'll tell you there's no money in it. Are you getting my point? There is no field in which you don't find billionaires. People who talk on radio or TV, some of them are billionaires. Oprah Winfrey is just a talker on television. She's a billionaire. There are engineers that are billionaires. There are men that didn't go to school at all that are billionaires. Stop chasing after football now because Okocha has made money. In your time, it will not be money anymore in football. Young men, listen to me. There is something that never gets out of vogue. That is education. It never makes money. It never refuses to make money. It is just there. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Listen, your time will come. The economy cannot stop it. The people that don't like you can't stop it. It says, it prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Everybody has enemies. Everybody has friends. But God doesn't care who your enemies are. It is irrelevant to God who the people are that like you. When it is time to bless you, your blessing will definitely come. Do you understand that?
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books and other materials, log on to www.kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or PO Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.